There hasn't been a single recreational boating fatality in Alaska since the start of the year. That's a record-breaking streak for Alaska, according to Jeff Johnson with the Office of Boating Safety.
We're excited again, but we just hope it continues.
Last year, no fatalities occurred until the end of June, when 7 people died over a 2-week period. Most recent years have averaged a dozen fatalities, according to Johnson, but last year saw 22 fatalities. July and August tend to be the most dangerous months. Deaths that occur in a commercial activity, including paying to go on a fishing trip, guided boat tours, or river rafting, are not included in these statistics. Johnson says people often underestimate just how cold the water is.
Our fatality profile in Alaska is a little different than the national profile. Our fatalities are most commonly a capsized swamping or fall overboard, and it's a cold water immersion-related drowning.
According to statistics kept by OBS since its start in 1998, 9 out of 10 victims are adult males that end up in the water without a life jacket. Johnson says it's common among men to see life jackets as an inconvenience or as something only beginners wear.
Without a life jacket on, most of these folks are not living long enough to become hypothermic. And life jackets are the single most important thing that people can do to avoid dying in an immersion event.
OBS offers a list of safety guidelines along with state requirements for boating safety on their website.